Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging around. Thanks for whatever you're, all the things that you do for me and for the marketplace and for all the people around you, small business owners. Thank you for that, because what you do is important, and your contribution to the planet. Don't ever underestimate that. That's such an important thing that you do, and sometimes I know you probably feel like maybe, you know, what you do is not that important, but guess what it is? It's very important. Because don't forget, you heard me say this before, you and all of your brethren and sistren, including me, total up over half of the U.S. production. Over $5 trillion a year we produce. So that's no small potatoes. And one of the guys who does his part for that is a guy named Brad Huskin, who's a member of our Brain Trust and one of our top salesmanship experts. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and his brand new book, Munchies for Salespeople. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, and I'm sure it is a pleasure.
Absolutely. You know, I love your new lead-in.
My last guest said it was like a dream come true for her to be here.
It really is.
Of course, I kind of gave her that little talking point to use.
Yeah, did you prompt her a little bit?
She read it well. She read it perfectly, uh-huh. Yeah.
And you bribed her and paid her off a little
No,
bit?
I didn't have to pay
okay.
any money.
Well, that's good.
like I do you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on out there in the marketplace, Brad?
I'm just traveling all over the world trying to rid the world of poor customer service, and by gosh, it's a big job, but somebody has to do it.
Well, what's the big thing that we can do today to make sure that we set ourselves apart from other companies?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the little things that make all the difference in the world. And I've got my 13 customer service standards or non-negotiable standards, but it even goes deeper than that. I mean, just a little example, I was buying coffee the other day at a coffee shop and asked the lady for some cream, and she said, well, how many do you want? And I said, well, I'd like two of them, please. And so she goes back and gets the cream, and the sugar is on one end of the counter, and she lays the cream on the other end of the counter with my change, and she yells, here you go.
There you go.
You know,
well, at least she didn't throw it at you, Brad.
Well, that was a step ahead, I guess. But, you know, I thought, what would it take to take the couple extra seconds just to walk at the 8 feet down to me, and wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? So,
yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean by it's the little things that mean everything. When did we lose sight of sending thank you notes to people?
Well, you know, back to the cream and sugar thing, though, Brad, before we get into the thank you note thing, you know, if she had gone down and gotten that cream and sugar and brought it to you and said, here you go, sir, let me know if I can help you with anything else, you would have said, oh, that was nice, but maybe not thought about it any other, maybe when she walked out the door, you never thought about it again. And so, therefore, when you got ready to go back, you didn't have any negative thoughts. But now, here it is, how many days later, you're still talking about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And if I was really mean, I'd probably say the name of the company over the air, but I'm not going to do that. But and the other point was, I might be more inclined to throw the change in the tip jar.
Yeah.
And she had just been a little bit nicer and a little bit more polite about it. And she didn't say thank you. She didn't say thanks for coming by. All she said was, here you go.
I was at a resort area three or four weeks ago, and sitting out on a beach at a restaurant, and open air beach restaurant, and the service was so bad. My lunch bill was not exactly tiny, but the service was so bad that I didn't leave a tip on the table. And when I got ready to leave, I walked up to the hostess and I said, and I handed her a quarter. And I said, be sure and give, and I mentioned the girl's name who waited on me. I said, be sure to give her this tip. She said, that's all of it? I said, yeah, that's it. And actually, that's a little high. That's a little too much. And the lady at the desk, The hostess acted like, you know, like I was some kind of a scum. And I said, look, I got bad service. This is what she earned. This is the most she earned. And I walked off. But you know what? I got the feeling that I didn't get through to them.
Yeah, that's the sad part, is that they just don't understand that the customer is, you know, I hate to use the old adage, always right, but at least we're there and we're helping to support them, and they should be at least a little bit appreciative of the fact that we came by.
Well, here's what's amazing, Brad, as we go to the break. There were like six restaurants lined up and down that little boardwalk. I got other choices when I go back.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and so the differentiation, to me, I think that's one of the things I'd like for you to talk to us about when we come back, is how to differentiate ourselves from these other folks. Right after these messages, we're going to do that with Brad Huskin, the author of Munchies for Salespeople. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to have our FedWatch show because the Fed's meeting on Tuesday, and we're going to be talking about that with our good friend Eleanor Solomon and Richard DeKayser, two of our top economists in our brain trust. We're going to be talking about what the Fed's going to be doing this week, this coming week, for whether they're going to raise rates or not, and talk a little bit about the economy. Also, and by the way, Brad Huskin is our guest. Brad, do you know the story about what's the name? Bill, what's the guy's name out in Oregon, in California? I can't think of his name right now, but he's the guy that they made the movie about, the cerebral palsy guy. You know what I'm talking about? Help me out here.
No, I don't.
Well, anyway, it's her name is Shelley Brady, and I just don't have his information in front of me right now.
Uh-huh.
But it's a guy who you would have been, you probably know who I'm talking about. He was a Stanley, I think it was a Stanley Home Products salesman. And he literally went door to door selling, even though he was crippled and you know, didn't speak well. He wound up being one of their best salespeople.
Is that right?
And Bill Porter, that's his name.
Huh.
The Bill Porter story. Folks, you've seen the movie on this, and you know the lady who was his helper, who was his assistant. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. Anyway, she is going to be on the show, ladies and gentlemen, on our next show to talk about the things that she learned about Bill Porter, from Bill Porter. So it's going to be a good story. You're not going to want to miss that. Brad, differentiation. Isn't that really the key to success in the marketplace? I mean, my product is a book. Your product is a book. My product is a tire. Your product is a tire. We can get all those. Our customers can buy those six ways from Sunday and 100,000 places on the internet.
Absolutely.
So how do I differentiate myself from you or from others?
Well, I think it's always it starts at the top, of course, with the owner or the sales manager or the manager, who's ever in charge of the organization, and making sure that the focus stays on the customer. It's so easy to lose sight in today's world where you got 1,000 other things that you're worried about, your advertising, the marketing, the inventory, the cash flow, the stock turn, all those other things, and sometimes we just lose sight of the people that are putting the money in our cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just develop the corporate culture that the customer is the only reason that we exist, and that every time we have a customer, whether they buy from us or not, it's got to be some type of a celebration of thanks. And I actually went to a sales training seminar the other day where the guy said that we shouldn't have to thank customers because we're providing them with a service.
What?
And they should be thanking us. And
who
I just
said that?
I'm not going to mention any names, but I heard it to myself.
He represented a company?
It was his own company.
Okay, and so he wasn't an employee of somebody.
No, he's a sales trainer that's doing
what?
His thing on
this
his
guy's
own.
A sales. He should be arrested for saying that.
Well, and he's going to have a very short career as a sales trainer,
yes,
I assure
exactly
you.
That's exactly right.
Because the people that were in the conference almost booed him out of the place. So
wow, good for them.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's the point, is that there are people out there that actually believe that in their heart and soul, that that the customer, they're there for the customer, not the other way around. And if we just focus all of our attention on all of the drive on remembering what the real goal every time we wait on a customer is. It's not to make a sale, it's to make a friend. And if we make a friend, then people are going to be more likely to buy from us, because everybody wants to buy from their friend as opposed to the pushy, aggressive, overbearing, stereotypical salesperson out there.
Well, you know, I think one of the things I think that happens is we get so caught up in two people, and neither one of them is a customer. And those two people are me and my competitor.
Exactly.
And I want to think about is, what do I want, and how do I beat my competitor? And that means, you know, whatever it takes, whatever kind of manipulation, whatever kind of strategy I can come up with. But the more I think about me and the competitor, the less I'm going to be thinking about the customer. And you know, last time I checked, my competitor didn't spend much money with me.
No, he really didn't. I would guess that he didn't.
not intentionally, anyway.
Well, that's the point I made to a group the other day, is that I think that most businesses spend more time worrying about the sales that they did get. In other words, accounting for and replacing inventory and all those types of things. And they're not worrying about the sales that they're not getting. And the majority of businesses are losing more business than they're actually getting. And if we put our attention on worrying about what we're not getting as opposed to what we are getting, God knows what could happen to sales.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a whole different... I never thought it was a different way of thinking, but I'm facing the reality that maybe we do think different, Jim.
Well, you do a lot of training, Brad. You travel around the country and do a lot of training with people. What's the resistance? Where's the resistance coming from?
You know what I think it is? I think it's just pure laziness. And I think that in many fast-moving businesses, they don't take the time or the effort or the energy to recognize and just understand that the small things mean everything today in life. And it's the thank you, it's the thank you note, it's the after-the-sale follow-up telephone call. It's all the things that Grandma and Grandpa did to grow their businesses that we need to get back to the future, so to speak.
Yeah.
And start, I think there's a real differentiation going on in the world of sales today from the standpoint of, you have some customers that want no service, and they go to the mass merchandise category killers.
To get the things that they need.
Exactly, at a very good price. Mm-hmm. And there's a place for those stores or those businesses. But then I think you got the other segment of the marketplace that wants the full service, and they want to go to a gas station and get their gas pumped for them.
And that's what they want.
Exactly.
That's not what they need. That's what they want.
They
and
want,
people will
pay for
it. For what they want. And that's where small businesses lie. Well said, Mr. Brad Houston.
Well, thank you.
Muchies for salespeople. We'll be right back. Until, whatever you do, don't go away. Until, I'm Jim Lassingame, a small business advocate. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around. I encourage you to check out a website that I'm going to get Brad to tell you about in a second. Brad Houston is our guest, and I really would like for you to know about his website if you don't already know about it, if you haven't already bookmarked it. And Brad, go ahead and give it to us.
Our website is www.iastraining.com. And on the website, we publish a free weekly newsletter that we call Sales Insight. And it's free, so you can't beat the price on that.
That's right. That's right. We like free things. And it comes by email. Or do you still fax it, too?
Yeah, I'm still faxed a few thousand of them every month for some reason.
I get mine by email now. And,
yes.
And folks, it's a one-pager that you'll like a lot. It'll help you with customer service. It'll help you with sales. It's the kind of thing, I'm sure a lot of your people who receive it use those to build little sales training programs around in their sales meetings, don't they?
Oh, they really do, and they use it for their weekly sales training meetings or whatever the case may be. So we get a lot of great response from that. And then, of course, the books and the tapes and all the training materials and tools that we have are on the website as well.
I'm a salesman out of PhD, I think, is what, in third or fourth printing already, and Muchies for Salespeople, that's the brand new one. So check that out, folks, and be sure to let them know that you heard about Brad on our show. And he'll give you an extra discount on that free weekly newsletter too, right?
Yeah, discount on the free newsletter, sure. No, we actually give your listeners a discount on all the books and products as well. So
we appreciate that.
We're very happy to hear from those people. And the second book, Munchies for Salespeople, is the first 125 of those newsletters. So it's written for the salesperson with the shortest attention span, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Which is redundant to say.
Exactly.
A salesperson with short attention span.
Right.
Okay, let's get back into how we differentiate ourselves. You know, I really want to encourage people to look at the way you think about your business, the way look at the way your salespeople and your customer, your clerks and your customer service people, and check your position and see if what you're talking about is, if you're spending more time talking about your company and your company's goals and maybe how we can beat the competition and how we can, you know, who our competition is and what they're doing, how much of that, of your time are you spending on that? And how much time are you spending on what can we do to make our customers have a wonderful experience?
Exactly. And I would I'm advocating now that people more and more need to shop themselves so that they can experience exactly what the customer's experience is every time that they have some type of a interaction with their company. And sometimes it's quite scary what your customers are actually hearing and saying and doing and those kinds of things.
All right, but how do we shop ourselves?
Well, you can mystery shop yourself and hire people to go out and do that service for you. Those services are available. But if you just get your friends and relatives to go in and make contact with your organization and give them a list of things that you're looking for that you would like your salespeople to accomplish, like a great big warm, friendly smile and a nice, happy greeting and a pleasant thank you and those kinds of things, then I think we're going to be a step ahead, because then our people would know that we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying attention to
So maybe
details.
We would say we find one of our smart friends that we think, you know, has a little bit of an understanding about how this would work, and we say, hey, I'll give you a steak dinner for two at the local steakhouse if you would come to my store and basically spend about 15 minutes there and act like you're interested in something, and then when you get through, write up a little report to me what you found, and this is what I'm kind of looking for.
Yeah, and one of the things we offer is our Mystery Shoppers Kit, which has all the questionnaires that you need.
All right.
But you don't formally have to do that either. I mean, I'm not saying you have to buy the thing, but it would be nice if you did.
So you've got a Mystery Shopper Kit that we can use.
Sure, yeah.
All right, and they can get that at the website.
Absolutely.
IAStraining.com. Now, how much is that Mystery Shopper Kit?
It's only $49.95.
All right. But that's something we can use forever, right?
Yes, and
I mean, it doesn't wear out. We don't consume it, right?
No, it has tear-out, copyable questionnaires that you can use with folks to send them out and shop your. You said store. It doesn't necessarily have to be a store. It can be any
right.
business or organization.
Any business.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be in person. It could be on the phone.
Certainly. Yeah, it could be a telephone sales process that
mm-hmm.
you're shopping. And I would encourage you to record some of those things, too, when it's done over the telephone.
That's a good idea.
It's legal in your state. So
yeah, right. Be sure
most
you know.
States, just one person has to be aware that it's being recorded. So
okay. All right. Hey, Brad, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for helping us learn more about how to differentiate ourselves from our competition by taking care of the customer. Good job today.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
See
of yourself.
You. Brad Huskin, right. Ladies and Hello. Gentlemen, IAStraining.com. Don't forget to subscribe to his free newsletter, and anything Brad has to sell is worth your time and money, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.